This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswine on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswine.
So instead of real life, how about real afterlife? We're sort of talking about something that today. Have you ever heard of an NDE? An NDE means a near-death experience, and we have Tommy Rose on the line who experienced one of these and actually sort of changed the way a doctor thought about the whole process of that. And they wrote this really great book, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
How are you today?
I am excellent. So as I've informed some of my listeners that it's already been posted on our website and stuff, I myself have had a near-death experience and have always wanted to talk to somebody who has. So let's just sort of take it back to the point of what medical emergency occurred that brought us to that near-death experience.
Well, one evening, I was walking down to the nearest store to get a loaf of bread, and I had to cross the street to get it. And as I crossed the street, I was hit by a car going 40 miles an hour, knocked me 28 feet, and I was pronounced dead when I was 40 years old.
Wow.
And during that time, I was dead for about 3 minutes, went into a coma state, which lasted several weeks. But as that happened, I went through this beautiful white tunnel of light going face first, almost like the type you see in time-lapse photography, moving very fast. And just feeling peaceful and calm and relaxed, just enjoying the whole trip was such a beautiful feeling of that total peace.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm going through this, I'm getting more and more calmer. And at the end of the road, I stop and I'm looking up in this room. And I can't move an inch. I'm just totally paralyzed. And as I'm being paralyzed, I'm not even afraid of being paralyzed, which is really strange.
Yeah.
And you just say to yourself, okay, nothing I can really do about it. I can't move an inch, but it's okay. Minutes later, I can move again. I can stand up, and I look down at the floor I'm standing on, but I'm not standing on the floor. I'm floating 3-4 inches above it. And that doesn't scare me at all. I just say, something's going on here different. I wonder what it is. And I look forward. This beautiful ball of white light comes close to me. As it gets closer and closer, I can make it out. It's a man. With beautiful brown eyes and brown hair, beautiful 3-week-old clean shaven, trimmed beard, and his long hair and a halo on his head and his beautiful white robe. And I say, wow, this is unbelievable. This guy's so full of light and love. It's emanating out of his eyes, and I'm getting more and more peaceful. And as my eyes start to adjust, I can see him more clearly because the bright light was so bright. And then he opens up. I'm just looking at him. He's looking at me. And he goes, hello, Tommy. I thought, God, this guy knows my name. And he didn't move his mouth. He's talking in my head telepathically. This is pretty cool. Well, maybe I'm not supposed to. Where am I? So he says, I said to him, what am I here for? He says, you're here to learn about love, life, and health. And my answer to him was, why me? And he said to me, why not you? Now, that was a really important part of the whole experience because when he said, why not me? I knew he didn't just mean me. I knew he meant every person that goes through this experience. Mm-hmm. Why not them? Because each person that goes through this experience, when they had that experience, has something to give back to the universe. We don't know what it is at that time, but eventually we do find out what it is. And then as we went forward, he took me out into this beautiful ocean, which I couldn't stop looking at. It was so beautiful. And you can see all the way down thousands of feet and see how beautiful the water is, the fish, the coral reefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I start treading water, and he disappears. I said, great, the guy just met me. He's gone now.
Right when I'm out in the water.
Yeah, right in the water. And I said, when I look in the distance, I see it looks like boats. I say, I know one thing. I'm taking the boats because I remember from childhood, I heard the story about the boats. A guy was on the top of his roof and he was drowning. And he didn't take the boats because he said it wasn't God. It was a human. And he gets to heaven and God says to him, I sent the boats, silly.
Yeah.
So I'm I'll say to myself, I'm taking the boats.
Okay.
And as they get closer and closer, they weren't boats. They were great white sharks.
Whoa.
And then I start panicking, my heart beating out of my chest. And then a voice in my head says, remember, have no fear. And my answer back to my teacher that was there, I says, easy for you to say that, you're not here. So I closed my eyes and I thought about that beautiful white light that brought me there. And minutes later, opened my eyes and all the sharks were gone. He appears back on standing on the water and says to me, remember this, one of the most important lessons you'll ever learn in life. Whatever you are afraid of in life, you will attract it to yourself. Whatever it may be, not having financial freedom, not having a loved one, whatever it might be. So I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of the revelations. The revelation was faith over fear. So really cool.
Wow. No, I'm just, as you're telling your story, I'm you know, checking, hashtagging off in my mind the similarities of mine. I don't think I went quite as far as you did, but the whole tunnel and the light and the talking with someone. And I used to say to people, there are no words in any language, as far as I'm concerned, that accurately express the joy and peace and love that I felt in that moment.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It is so phenomenal.
I wrote the book. I even say that. I can't describe it. What it really felt like.
It's just so great to talk to someone who
even
totally understands. Yes. Yes. And you talked about going fast. And I remember at the point where I was told that I couldn't stay because I begged to stay because it was so gorgeous. And the voice just said no in a very gentle way. And then I felt a big push backwards. And everything flew very fast. And all I remember was feeling such sadness because I was getting farther and farther away from the light.
Did you go backwards?
I did.
Me too.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what happened.
I went backwards and I ended up in my hospital bed coming off the breathing apparatus and finding out I was ran over by a car.
Yep. And there is such a strange feeling in that moment because you're like, okay, I do remember, oh, am I going to tell people? Like, I really thought they're going to get a straitjacket. I'm going to go to a different floor in this hospital.
Well, that's exactly what I said to myself because the doctor says to me, no, you're not going to be able to walk for a long time because you have so many fractures. And I feel, I'm not going to walk out of the hospital. He says, no, you're not going to be able to walk out of the hospital. I says, well, guess what? I am.
Oh, my God. And the confidence that you come back with, because there was a lot of other problems that happened with me after that. And I kept looking at people like, why are you all so sad? I'll be fine. And I always had that attitude and they didn't quite understand how, you know, this shows that you won't be fine. But I always knew that I would because of my visit to the other side. Now, I noticed that you called them teachers. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, I said the master or a teacher.
Master or teacher.
And then later on in the book, I tell you who he is. I just give it a little secret.
Oh, nice, guys. See? Got to get the book.
I didn't have the guts to ask who he was, but I had a feeling who he might have been.
Uh-huh.
But I never asked until the end. And that part of the book is called The Greatest Moment, when he tells me who he is, and he shows me what God looks like.
Wow. And so how did this connection with Dr. Sinatra start? And did he believe you right away? Or how did that happen?
What happened with Dr. Sinatra was I was hurt from the accident, so I had a weakened heart. Mm-hmm. And when I came back from heaven, I felt like nothing could kill me.
He's not learned. No.
I had to learn that. I'm still in the human body.
Uh-huh.
So my heart was given out. I was supposed to get a heart transplant. And one of my friends said to me, Tommy, get this book from Dr. Sinatra. So I started reading the book on cardiology and how to reverse heart disease. And I read the book and I followed the program. And 6 months to a year later, I was doing much better. And then one day, I see him on a TV show. It's called Your Health with Dr. Richard Becker.
Okay.
And he says, I'm a healer and more than a physician now. And I started crying because a healer means that you're using all attributes of every type of healing, physical, mental, spiritual, and using drugs too. And that really touched my heart. And then my wife was there watching the program too, and she's intuitive too. And he says, you're going to become great friends with him. I says, Michelle, I mean, he's in Connecticut. I'm in Florida. She says, well, you know, if God wants it to happen, it's going to happen. I says, you're right. So then one day I'm going to this conference, and he's speaking there. And at the end of the conference, my wife says, go down and see him now, because I know he's finished. So I go down and see him, and there's 100 people around him. And this is the entering part of the whole God works. My wife and Tuli packed this stuff called serapeptase that day. And I told her I don't need it to bring on the weekend because I use it some days and some days I didn't. So I'm being told to take it. So she, and then Dr. Sinatra asked for the serapeptase in front of 100 people.
Mm.
And nobody had it.
So that's how you met him?
That's how I met him.
Wow. That's the epitome of divinely, you know.
So he said to me, how did you have the serapeptase? Because out of 100 people here, no one had it. And I said, well, I learned about healing and things like that. And when I went to heaven and died, he says, what? I said, oh, by the way, you got a real heavy pain in your hip. We had surgery on your hip. He says, how do you know that? I said, Spirit just told me. I said, by the way, that's a staph infection that you have in there. He says, what? And he started talking to me. And he says, I have to know this guy better, he says. And the next day, he came to meet me in Florida and have dinner with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the friendship started.
And that's how you started collaborating about...
what happened to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, health risk.
And I had written the book, the first 100 pages of my story.
Uh-huh.
Because I did it for years ago, and I want to make sure I didn't forget anything.
Right.
And I had it all written. I gave it to him. He says, Tommy, this is some story. Because I was doing energetic healing work, too. For a while.
Wow.
And that's what got me sick, because the toxins and people come into you too.
Yeah.
So I'm more like a medical intuitive now, and I do spiritual counseling too, so that's what I do now. But it was amazing how God put us together.
Yeah, those connections come in the most interesting ways, and if we just sort of open up and say, I may not know exactly where I'm going, but I know that I'm supposed to go over there, that I'm being drawn over there, or mm-hmm. I think I should meet that person. If you just sort of open up and follow through, you'll figure it out eventually, right?
Well, I had a situation last month. There was a woman I knew for years ago, and I haven't spoken to her 3 years. And my head kept telling me, call her, she needs help. I called her, she was critically depressed, want to kill herself.
Mm.
So I said, why don't you call me? She says, well, I don't want to talk to anybody. I said, well, I guess God wants me to talk to you because I'm calling you.
Yeah.
I did some work on her and got out of the depression in a couple of days. So it was good. And then this morning, I called someone this morning. I haven't spoken to them in 2 years. I picked the number out of my head, called them. I said, what's going on? She says, well, I'm looking for a publicist. I guess probably why I'm calling you.
Yeah, really. Here's our connection.
So I learned one thing from going to heaven, that nothing's impossible. And if you're supposed to meet the person, God's going to make you meet them.
I love that. It gives people such hope and such understanding of, you know, what we're really supposed to do while we're here on this earth, right? We're supposed to enjoy life and share with others and help others and use our gifts to the fullest. You know, be kind to each other. It's all part of it. And here's the good news. You don't have to have a near-death experience to feel as good about life as Tommy does, right?
Yes, that's true. you know, one of the revelations is that each and every one of us are all connected. And people don't realize that because we're connected to each other and to God. We're from the same divine spark. So if you're having a bad day in the studio, let's say,
mm-hmm.
the person next is going to feel it. So it's a chain reaction. So if you're having a great day, you're going to push that great energy to everybody too.
Oh, yeah.
So I have an affirmation I made up was, positive attitude will bring positive results. There'll be no room for negativity in my life now from this day forth.
Oh, that's
one of my affirmations I say every day. And the other one I say is, I will not let anyone upset me, what they may think about me or say about me in my own thought process. I'm a child of God, which no human being can uproot my divine source.
I love that.
And I say those two every day.
Nice mantras.
Because you have to remember something. When we went through a near-death experience, people thought we were nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get through that? You get through that because you have to understand that you're not nuts and that God loves you unconditionally.
Oh, yeah. They tell you
it's
the end. You know,
no matter what you say, do, and think,
right.
He still loves you. And there's one thing he can't do. He cannot stop loving you. People have to understand that. That's where the hope comes in.
Who was the first person that you told about your experience?
I told my priest.
Okay, that's a natural choice.
And he called my mother and said I was a lunatic.
Oh, dear. No way. Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And that was after I was in the shrine, right? I was in the shrine for Mother Mary.
Okay.
And I gave this woman $2 to buy a candle. Next day, she came by. My foot was in a puddle. And I went into the dry spot on the stone, and my footprint turned to a crucifix. So I showed him the picture, and I told him, I think it was a confirmation that I was in heaven. And he called my mother and said, I think your son needs psychiatric help.
Oh.
So that was the end of telling people.
Wow. And it is kind of lonely when you feel like, okay, so I turned to someone and they're, you know, not believing me. So who finally believed you? Who was the...
You know, it was really amazing. Like 2 years later after that crucifix,
mm-hmm.
I was doing work with someone in Canada. And they said to me, you know, I know you had a near-death experience. I said, how do you know that? Because I can feel the difference in your energy. I said, really? She said, yep. I said, well, I guess that's what it must have been then. And that started giving me more confidence.
Yeah. And when you do, you sit with someone and you're, you know, scanning them or energetically helping them out. How does that come to you? Through, you know, sources from your side, from the person that you're sitting with? How do you sit and collect information about someone?
It's my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And also, their divine self is talking to my divine self, telling me what they need.
Okay. And so
what issues are going on?
Obviously, Dr. Sinatra's divine self made sure to tell you, hey, tell this buddy he's got an infection. He needs to take care of it.
Well, the other thing that Dr. Sinatra said to me after all this, he said, Tommy, since I met you now, I'm not afraid to die.
Wow.
And he said, before I was afraid to die because I've seen so many people die in front of me, being an invasive cardiologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really, if I can just do that for one person, not to have a fear of death, and I did my job. Because fear lowers the vibration of the body. We're all frequencies of God. So you lower the frequency through negative thinking, fear, eating the wrong foods. Sugar is like the worst thing we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Lowers our vibration. And when that happens is the illnesses can take over. And all illnesses are from conditions. This is what I learned in heaven. Metal, funguses, bacteria, viruses, parasites, very powerful way to get sick. And also metals come from immunizations, things like that. So all this stuff collects in the body. It lowers the immune system. And then when you start doing other things to lower the immune system, that's how we get sick as we get older.
Now,
you know, these 8 revelations is to reverse it. That's what it's about.
Do you have kids?
No.
And your wife is standing, she's by your side going, I love every crazy moment of my husband right here.
She's intuitive too. She does spiritual counseling too.
Yay! See, I love that. That's a happy story.
We met 12 years ago after my accident.
Really? At a conference or something? Or
no, her mom came to me for spiritual healing and she said, my daughter's not with anyone. You guys be a good match maybe. And we did. And the day we met, we wrote on a piece of paper. I says, write what you think about today's date. So I wrote, this is the one, and I put it in an envelope. And she wrote, this is the one, and put it in an envelope. And the week after, we opened the envelopes, and we wrote the exact same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So I guess our divine selves wanted us together.
They're like, thank goodness, you two belong together. Now, is there anything that you wish you could have asked or found out about while you were on the other side that you didn't get the chance to?
Not really, because I'm still asking questions every day and getting answers. So, mm-hmm. And I really believe that we don't want to know everything.
I believe that too. Yeah.
There's a certain burden when you know everything. The way I feel anyway. Yeah. Maybe you know what's going to happen or what's going to be happening or what's in a person's body. I mean, I turn it off now sometimes because I just don't want to see everything.
You know, you bring a good point up because people say, well, if I open myself up to that, then they're going to bombard me all day long and all these messages are going to come and I'm not going to be able to live my life. So how do we still maintain a connection with the divine or with messages without having them take over our lives?
So what I do is I say a prayer and I ask God to shut down my intuition and awareness at that moment so I don't get blobbed. I mean, I go into Barnes & Noble. It's so funny. I can feel the negative energy jumping off everybody and running away from me as I walk in the door.
Oh, my God, here he comes.
So, when I feel that, I go, oh, my God, I don't want to see that crap.
Well, the book is called Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. We've been talking to Tommy Rosa, and we have all the information on how to buy the book and get connected with the book on our website. So we have come to the point in our show, which is called the RL3, the Real Life 3, or today we're calling it the Real Afterlife 3. Are you willing to answer these questions, Tommy?
Amazing.
You are. Okay, here we go. First one. Which language would you like to speak fluently and why?
That's easy, Italian.
What? I couldn't pick that up in your no, not at all. What are you doing over there? Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, forget about it.
Forget about it. So give me a little Italian. Just give me something. Do you know any?
Gracias.
That's Spanish. Well, you're right. You do need Italian. Okay, here's our next question. What makes you laugh the hardest?
What makes me laugh the hardest is when I do something really stupid.
I love it. Laughing at yourself.
At myself. Like walking into the house one day and closing the patio door and walking into it.
Oh, I bet your wife loved that one.
And having a pain in my nose for a couple of days.
Oh, man. Do you have any favorite shows that make you laugh, too?
I try and stay away from so much TV.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Because there's negative programming and everything. So
okay. All right.
So I do like sports, though.
All right. But what I love about Tommy is that he's just like a one-man party. He's like, I make me laugh the hardest. That's so healthy to be able to laugh at yourself.
And you know, if you don't laugh, you're not going to be able to heal yourself either. Laughter heals you. It also raises your immune system. And so does singing.
Oh, yeah.
I have a piano here, and I sing at least 3 times a week to myself, but I sing it.
Oh, I love
that. Because I'm not so good, but at least I'm getting the energy out.
You know, that's what I do in the morning if I turn on some music, and I'll just dance around my room while I'm getting dressed. Now, I'm not the world's best dancer, but it's music, and music lifts.
Lisa, let me tell you something.
What?
You're a lot of fun, I can see.
Thank you, Tommy. And maybe I am a good dancer. Who knows?
You probably are.
Our third and final question is, we love to find out what your fantasy name is, and you take the name of the first pet you ever had, and you match that to the street you grew up on. So what is your fantasy name, Tommy?
It's Cindy Collier.
Cindy Collier. That sounds like someone that someone took to the prom. Yeah, I took Cindy to the prom. And we I love it. The book, again, is called Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. Tommy, it's been an absolute joy speaking with you. Thank you so much for sharing everything with
us today.
Thanks
so much for having me. And everyone, bless you and enjoy the book.
Thanks, Tommy.
Bye-bye.